This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The U.S. economy added about 133,000 private sector jobs in May. That's according to a report from ADP Data Processing. That was fewer jobs than expected. At the same time, the number of workers filing for unemployment benefits rose last week to a five-week high. Joining us now to talk about this is Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Diane, what do you make of the jobs news out this morning?
Well, certainly it's tepid jobs data, and it really has to be taken into context. We've already seen much of the payback to unusually mild winter weather in the months of March and April, and that helped to suppress those monthly numbers. The May data, looking much weaker than expected, is really more fundamental weakness in the U.S. economy. We're seeing the manufacturing sector start to slow down after it had been really a shining star in the U.S. economy for much of the last 6 months.
Are we starting to see the job situation plateauing? It had been improving.
Well, we actually have seen the job situation after it improved in the beginning of the year. The jobless claims have begun to come down. Now they've plateaued at minimum at a higher level than people would like. And the most recent week, of course, popped up. Now, there was a holiday in that most recent week. But even with that, and that could mess up the numbers, we've seen a lot of upward revisions as we've gone back and looked at the data and adjusted it. So it suggests the trend is in the wrong direction as we move into summer and we continue to worry about the weakness in Europe spilling over to the U.S.
We also got news this morning that GDP, a measure of economic growth, was revised downward for the first part of this year. How significant is that?
Well, the most significant part of that report was the flip-flop in the reporting of state and local government spending. We'd actually seen the state and local government sector, the lion's share of government spending, increase initially in the GDP report. Now it's actually declining, and that sort of throws some cold water on the thought that many state and local governments had already bit the bullet and done the hard cutting they needed to do last year, and raises concerns that the state and local government sector will not be an impetus to growth this year, could be yet another stumbling block, and frankly, we've got enough already.
Diane Swonk with Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you.